Hello, everybody. It's Maria Boyington reporting. My guest today is Dr. Stephen Green, Superintendent of Schools for DeKalb County. How are you?
All right. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. You've been in the job for a few years now, so how do you feel?
I'm right in the thick of it, in the midst of it, in the moment.
In the thick of it, indeed. You just had a sick out. That's what they call it anyway. So the drivers decided they didn't want to come to work.
Well, it was 42% the first day, and then that dropped to 25% the second day, and then dropped to 6% the third day.
Could it be because they saw that you were firing people?
Well, I think we had to take some measures and do an intervention to address that situation. But, you know, we're in a different place in space now. We're collaborating, communicating, and working on a list of about 50 things that were brought up that they raised concerns about. I met with 350 of them at once and let them just air out their concerns. Then I took a subgroup of those bus drivers and said, now let's sit down and let's begin to attack this list. And we started last Thursday. This Thursday we're coming back and we're chipping away, chomping away at different things on the list, a range of different things,
like?
Such as a celebration. They used to have a bus driver celebration, annual celebration, bus driver of the month, perfect attendance. They used to have that, and that was stripped away back in 2012. I said, we're going to bring that back. They also said they wanted more lighting in certain areas when it's dark in the morning, particularly for the ladies who felt that they were a little bit at risk, etc. And so we're going to take care of that. They brought up potholes in the parking area and some of the parking lots. We're going to address that. Other things such as itemizing on their checks, et cetera, we're working on, and we're working together on those things and again, we won't be able to do everything all at once, but we'll continue these meetings where we will start to come together and dial in on five or six things and say, how can we put ourselves on a course to get these taken care of right away?
Have you planned meetings at different intervals, or how will y'all do that?
Yes, we will continue this group meeting, and then we'll have a newsletter that will really reflect the minutes of the meeting. So all the bus drivers will be able to see what progress is being made by their by their delegation who's meeting with me, their representation, and we're sitting at the table right across from one another on equal playing field, having a discussion and then dialing in on certain things that were reflected in the earlier meeting, and then they will get communication on the progress therein.
So the seven who were let go, they're gone. They're not coming back.
That is termination.
When it comes to what's important here, what do you think that everyone needs to understand? What is important? I know when I talked to you during the sick out, we talked about the students being the important factor here.
Yeah, the students are top and foremost for me. That's why I'm here. That's who I care most about. And so I think we need to operate on behalf of the children, but not have the children get caught up in the midst of adults trying to solve problems. We need to come together, as we're doing now, and I applaud the bus drivers who came on the first day of the sick out. Those bus drivers ran their routes and then came to meet with me in the spirit of good faith and representing their colleagues, and I came to the table in spirit of good faith to work and collaborate with them, and we're making great progress, and we're going to continue to do that. But again, the students were safe. The students were not in the middle of that and being caught. And so that's the kind of collaborative spirit that we need. And I know that's going to continue. And I have great hope and faith that they will.
What do you think that you learned from this, or what the district has learned from this?
Well, again, communication, I think, being an important part. And I want to be closer to situations. Early warning signs. We talk about that with students all the time. We want to know earlier if there's distress or stress before something happens, et cetera. And so, again, the earlier warning signs, the earlier notification, I can move closer to the problem and begin to move on the path of resolution and collaboration around seeking solution.
Do you expect big change? Is going to come soon, or we don't know?
I think we're going to see a cross-section. Some things are going to be big changes as far as how we're going to make sure that we don't kind of drift away from our commitment to collaborate and communicate. I think the other things are going to be small, incremental, but again, as I started the school year, every little step counts. Every little step toward progress counts, and sometimes those baby steps become quantum leaps. So that's what we're going to do.
Dr. Stephen Green, we thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm Maria Boyington reporting.